Next patient is Stewart, S-T-E-W-A-R-T, McRae, M-C-R-A-E, 64-year-old, thin, very thin, debilitated gentleman on oxygen. Is being evaluated today for end-stage COPD and face-to-face evaluation, period. Patient was found to have a blood pressure of 89 over 80, pulse is 83, respiration is 24, and O2 sat 86% on 2 liters or 3 liters, period. Nipergoff, the biggest problem he's having today is his pain. He has pain in his legs, arms. He's taking Motrin, which is not helping him, period. He has a KPS score of 40%. He eats very little. He continues to lose weight. He's been on morphine before, but it makes him too sleepy, and he doesn't like the way it makes him feel, period. His MAC is down to 16 now, down another half a centimeter. He was found to be anxious, debilitated, and quite thin, period. He has ADL dependency. He has bowel and bladder incontinency. I have discussed this with Candace, the nurse, and we have decided to not to resume the morphine, but instead put him on tramadol every 6 hours to see how he does, period. The Motrin would be detrimental for him with increasing his risk of GI bleeding, period. Given the natural progression of his disease, he has less than 6 months to live. Please also note that he has protein, calorie, malnutrition. He has ADL dependency, bowel and bladder incontinency. He wears a diaper. He has core pulmonary and pulmonary hypertension, causing increasing his shortness of breath and his symptoms of air hunger and anxiety. Thank you.